breaking news on WTOP. The CDC now says all adults should get a COVID booster shot. Previously, it said all adults may get the shots. This, as the World Health Organization says, the global risk from the new Omicron COVID variant is, quote, very high based on early evidence, and it could lead to surges with severe consequences. Dimitri speaks with Dr. Monica Gundy. She's an infectious disease expert at the University of California, San Francisco. She says there is no reason to panic over Omicron because we have the tools to fight it.
The three things that we want to know, and then I'll say what we know about them, is if it's more transmissible, if it's more virulent, and does this variant evade our vaccines? And so what do we know? Not a whole lot, but in terms of the transmissibility question, I think that's what the WHO is responding to, that we are concerned that it's more transmissible. However, that actually has not been definitively proven because, for example, in a country like South Africa, they had 23% full vaccination rate. So variants can spread in places that have low vaccination rates. But for example, it's already in Portugal, Israel, Italy, UK, Canada, and with high vaccination rates. And it's very early, but we haven't seen that degree of spread. It's more transmissible in a place that has low vaccination. The second is it more virulent? You know, that is very interesting. And these are just tantalizing early clues that Dr. Coetzee, who is the South Africa medical officer, is telling us that it's only found in people who are generally unvaccinated, 65% of symptomatic cases among the unvaccinated, 35% among half vaccinated, but not seeing severe disease in vaccinated. And in fact, even said that it seemed more mild than other variants had given us with the unvaccinated. But again, need more epidemiology. And then does it evade the vaccines? I don't think so. And Dr. Francis Collins really reassured us on this yesterday from the NIH. But the reasons we don't think it evades the vaccines is what I just told you. The symptomatic cases in South Africa that's reported, as well as Israel, actually, and Portugal, and the vaccinated people are asymptomatic. Or, for example, travelers who have traveled and then it's found in their nose, they don't have symptoms. So that really implies the vaccines work against them, let alone from what we know about immunology, it'd be hard to totally evade the vaccines. Please get vaccinated. It is truly the best way to protect yourself and your family.
You talk about getting vaccinated. Do you think we're going to see higher numbers of people getting a booster?
Yes, I think that the NIH is really pushing boosters. The CDC, ACIP approved it for everyone. I think a lot more people are going to get boosters. I absolutely would push hard on people who are over 65, immunocompromised, multiple medical conditions. Please, please get a booster. I think other groups, I think as they're traveling, they'll probably just go ahead and get a booster, saying, well, it's going to increase my antibodies temporarily. Why not? And I think that's absolutely fine. So I think we're going to see increases in boosters, increases in 5 to 11-year-olds, which we're already seeing, and definitely please that older people get boosters. And anyone who hasn't gotten vaccinated, please consider it.
What do you think, Dr. Gundy, we might learn in just the next few weeks, even before Christmas, that could help us make some even better choices?
You know, I think the thing to ensure, and the companies are working on this, is do the vaccines, even with two doses, produce perfectly adequate levels of antibodies and T-cell immunity against the Omicron variant? They are already looking at this. If there is a sign that a booster is needed, meaning that more antibodies are needed that you get after the two doses of a vaccine, then that information will be important for us too to determine if boosters should be more widespread. And then the second piece of information that's critical is what is happening on the ground in places with higher prevalence, including South Africa, these tantalizing glimpses of maybe being more mild. That's not enough information. We need to really know, what are the symptoms? Are they really different? Are they really more mild? Which would be a very interesting evolutionary trend for a virus as it becomes more transmissible to become less virulent that has been seen in other infections. And who is getting sick and who's not and how sick? All of that information will come out in the next 2 weeks. That's really important for us to plan our strategy here.
I was surprised to learn from you that South Africa's vaccination rate is so low because they have received global praise for their terrific monitoring system. Does that seem incongruent to you?
No, you know, unfortunately, like in many countries, there's a disproportional access to vaccines across populations. And there is also vaccine hesitancy in South Africa that is a little higher than you've seen in surrounding sub-Saharan African countries who to be honest, don't have the vaccine access that South Africa does. That vaccine hesitancy is being fueled by the same kind of problems that we're seeing here with social media and misinformation, and also distrust in mixed populations of racial of minority populations and majority populations of not having total trust of the government. So to be honest, the vaccine, the 23% rate is the actual rate of full vaccination when Omicron was identified. And to me, it proves even more that this is where variants are going to emerge in areas of low vaccination, global vaccine equity. There's nothing else I can think of in the world right now that's more important.
Dr. Monica Gandhi with UCSF on Skype in conversation with WTOP's Dimitri Sotis.